Hello, it's Jeff.
Hey, Jeff, it's John with Local Splash.
Hey, man.
I just got off a lengthy call regarding your profile. You're strictly doing epoxy garage flooring. That's it. No refinishing, no nothing else?
Correct, yep.
Okay. Google's telling me that we're not going to be able to do this LSA, basically, then, and send you your money back.
Why is that?
Because you're in the Flooring Pro category, and so in the Flooring Pro category, it's like baseboards, carpet, hardwood, installing floors, they do marble, floor polishing, floor refinishing, which is technically epoxy floor coating, right? Floor refinishing. Floor repair, that's where I was arguing with them going back and forth. And it's like floor repair, maintenance, wood floor standing, tile. They're like, he needs to be able to accept at least three of those if we're going to put him in the Flooring Pro category. And you're saying you only accept the epoxy floor coating. And that's what I noticed on your website, too, is everything is just epoxy floor coating only.
So what else do I need to accept? Maybe I'm confused.
Yeah, I mean, they're just saying it has to be three of them. So it's like there's baseboards. I don't know if you do carpet.
No.
No hardwood floors.
No hardwood.
No installing any floors.
Just the epoxy coatings. I mean, I can do polished concrete because that was my background at Husqvarna. I don't know what they call it, restoration. What was one of the ones you asked me?
Hold on one sec. Amy's messaging me now.
Like, I'll do, like, concrete floor repair because you have to repair it before you put the coating down.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if that's what they're referring to. I can't remember what you said.
Yeah, so it was baseboards, carpet, hardwood, installing floors. They have marble flooring, floor polishing, floor refinishing.
Yeah, floor refinishing probably would.
It is
on the floor, but
that's the one that I was like, okay, he qualifies because floor refinishing is epoxy floor coating, right? But they're
it is.
Be able to accept leads from three. So it's like floor polishing, floor refinishing, floor repair and maintenance, which I felt like all three of those go into that. But wood floor sanding, tile, and then it just says other. But the point is like they have kind of this Flooring Pro category, and they want to make sure that they're able to get you other leads and fulfill, because they have a 13 minimum to start. They want to be able to fulfill that. And they don't know if just focusing on the epoxy flooring, I mean, they basically want to have at least three options to send you leads instead of just one. That's the concern there.
I would say the floor refinishing would definitely be one, because that's basically what. And then if you want to do the polishing as well, because I know how to polish, and that's my background.
Yeah, so you're saying floor refinishing, floor polishing.
Yep, and then obviously, what was the other one? There was another one is epoxy flooring one of them or no?
No, it's not even one of them. That's what I was saying. Floor refinishing, floor polishing.
And then what were the other options?
And where'd it go? Sorry, she's messaging me. I was like arguing with them back and forth. I'm like, you want me to just call him and send him his money back? Because I'm not going to, you know, have this guy get in here and start doing this whole application, and then you guys want to tell me once he's already done the application. No. It was heated. So baseboards, carpet, hardwood, installing floors. It said marble, floor refinishing. I don't know if you do marble floors. Floor refinishing,
no.
Floor polishing. Floor repair and maintenance, wood floor standing.
Floor repair and maintenance was one, because obviously I have to repair the floors before I can even put an epoxy down.
Mm.
So that would technically qualify as floor repair.
Okay.
So I would say that, obviously the polishing. But what we're going to do is we're going to limit it to residential, right?
You can. Yeah, you can limit it to residential if you want, if that's the route you want to go.
But, yeah, because what that'll do, that'll kind of eliminate the floor polishing, because nobody's really going to be polishing inside their house. But if they do, then that's fine. You know, I can obviously talk to them about it. And if it's a project I don't want to do, obviously I could pass it to someone else.
Gotcha. You could outsource it if it's something you don't want.
Yeah, I mean, I know how to do it. Like I said, that was my world. I ran the concrete polishing division at Husqvarna. It's just a matter of, do I want to get involved in that stuff or not? So we can make three. We can make three work for sure.
Okay. I'm messaging her right now. I'm going to see if I can just have her hop on the phone and confirm, because if not, I'm not even going to let this thing go any further. You know, I'm just going to tell them to send you your money back. I don't want them charging you anything unless it's 100%.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah, she said your website says you only offer epoxy, so what other services do you provide, she's saying. So you said floor refinishing.
Floor refinishing would be one, because obviously you have floor to, and I would explain to her, you have to
polish,
refinish the floor. Yep.
And floor repair and maintenance. Actually saying, if Google says that they're qualified leads based on you saying they'll take floor refinishing, floor polishing, and floor repair and maintenance, they won't refund them. But you're saying at that point, if you decide to accept them, you'll be able to outsource them?
Yeah, I can do it. Like, that's the world I came from. So if I don't do it, I can find a contractor, because like, I was in that world for over 10 years. I can sub it to somebody.
Okay. All right. I'm actually, we're elevating this back to Perry. So this is who I just got off the phone with.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to tell him, because his concern was he reviewed your site and he was like, this website, and then like they look at the Google business profile and everything, and everything on the site is just epoxy coatings. And they're like,
yep.
Yeah, like it's a subcategory of the category flooring professionals. But
yep.
If he just wants that, it's limiting us to like, how are we going to be able to fulfill our end on his leads, you know?
So, gotcha. So they're worried that there won't be enough leads.
Their concern is, yeah, I mean, if we broaden the area, obviously you can kind of expand the area and we can get you the leads, but it's the leads in that area. And then also maybe somebody's like, hey, I want to do the repair first and then ultimately have it refinished. You know,
yeah.
Okay, is that a disqualified lead or a qualified lead? You know what I mean? And so it kind of,
yeah.
You run this fine line and they're going, hey, if we're going to dive in here and we're going to vet these guys for them and jump through these loops, you know, we don't want something so small as like strictly epoxy to kind of shut the whole deal down and makes it so that we can't uphold our end on it, you know?
Gotcha.
As far as delivering those prospects and those leads to you. So.
Yep. That makes sense.
They're like, if we can't fulfill it, then don't dive deeper into it. You know, they want the spot for somebody who will be able to fulfill it and set them up and run them, you know?
Yep. That makes sense.
All right. So let me get in here real quick. So, boom, Perry, on full client now. He says it would take other keywords for Flooring Pro. Okay, yep, so we're going floor refinishing, floor polishing, and floor repair and maintenance. And they said that they might open up epoxy floor coatings as its own subsidy for the Flooring Pro category. So that'll actually become its own thing as well, but it isn't right now. So that's something that they're working on. Same thing with, like, certain types of concrete stuff, too. It's the same thing. It's, like, in this category, but to get those leads specifically, it's, you know, this product's only been rolled out about a year and a half ago. It was January of 2024. So they still run into situations where they, like, fine-tune it, and then if they're going to launch it, it's got to be a category where they know they'll be able to fulfill their Google guarantee.
Gotcha.
Right. So let me just see here. I should have caught on to that, too, when we Googled earlier epoxy flooring, and you're like, oh, I wasn't seeing it. But we looked up roofing, too, and then I just assumed it was your browser. Maybe you had, like, the blocking of the ads there or something going on with your browser.
Well,
the roofing
I went to my girlfriend's computer, her work computer, and I was trying to explain to her, show her to her. And I said, Google it. And what I was seeing wasn't even pulling up. It was literally going straight to the Google ads.
It just went straight to sponsored.
Yeah, which was weird. I'm like, and maybe it's something with her computer because work has got some type of, like, IT security thing on there.
Could be. Could be like an ad blocker or something. But even Google Ads is an ad. So it's, I mean, I just don't understand, you know? Google guarantee.
Yeah.
Very specific. So Perry just messaged me back. He says, as long as the client understands that they will receive leads related to those three job types, and it will not all be epoxy floor coating related. The other requirements like license, insurance, etc., matter too. Well, we're not worried about him passing the background check. We're already good on that part. We got that out of the way. So, what is this? SSN, EIN, GBP reviews. I already verified the reviews. Yeah. So it's really that is what he's saying. As long as the client understands that you're going to receive leads related to those three job types, and it won't. And it will not all be epoxy floor coating related. Then we can proceed, is what he's saying.
Yeah.
So there will be epoxy floor coating, floor refinishing, floor polishing, and floor repair and maintenance leads coming through, not just epoxy floor coating.
So I wonder on the floor refinishing, could that be like wood floor refinishing, like stuff like that?
It's possible. Possible.
And I'm thinking if I put it on there, like, yeah, if I put it in there for residential, obviously that'll eliminate a lot of the concrete polishing. So I probably won't get those calls. But the floor finishing, I wonder if, like, somebody would do, you know what I mean? Somebody, if that falls under wood, is there any way, is this all under concrete? Let's back up. Is it all under concrete? Or could it fall under, like, wood flooring and maybe it's just a flooring subcategory.
Right. Let me see. Hold on.
Because I could see wood floor finishing popping up a lot, which obviously then that would be
something I want them looking up floor refinishing, not wood floor. Yeah, it's saying Google does not do concrete polishing.
So well, one of them was floor polishing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the same thing as concrete polishing.
Well, that's I would think, too, but they're saying Google doesn't do concrete polishing, so it's very specific. So it's like floor polishing, yeah.
Well, I guess floor polishing could mean like marble floors. If you're going to go in there and polish those,
it
like
could.
Make them pop, shine them up.
Let me see. Concrete and...
But this is all based on the SEO keywords, right?
No. So SEO is going to be completely different. That's what I was originally trying to sign you up for when we first contacted you.
Yeah.
That's what Tara was offering, is we had a local listing for Google Places. Those are the guys next to the map there. which is SEO based, but we're just running it through Google's guidelines to make sure that you get the top spots. So that's what we were offering originally at the $299 month to month, and we're going to do some Facebook ads. Could also do like Yelp ads if you wanted to go that route, but you were already doing like Google guaranteed or Google ads, I meant, at $750. So I was kind of like, okay, maybe you need something. Okay. Well, they're saying floor polishing would, I asked him if it would be wood floors only, and he said, no, it could be any type of flooring.
Yeah, which gives concrete. Majority will be concrete, but you could, I think wood would fall into that as well. But yeah, I don't think there's tons of wood floors in my area either. I mean, that would be a waste if I got a bunch of those phone calls.
Yeah.
It really, truly something I don't do. But I'm also wondering, like, how many wood floors are in my area? Because it's all newer houses. Like, they're not going to have wood floors. Like, the wood floors are going to fall into what I call South Tampa, which is more of the old houses, you know, houses that are 50 to 100 years old.
Yeah.
That wood floor, people might, you know, do it there, but. Yeah, I don't know. Like, I could see it going either way. I could see it from just getting the epoxy leaves, or I could see it where I could possibly get those as well.
Yeah, because he's saying, like, it could be any type of floor polishing. So it's not necessarily eliminating concrete, but what he's saying is like, if you say, hey, I accept floor polishing, and then they send you a lead for floor polishing, you set an appointment, you go out there with the people, and you find out, oh, this is part wood. You know what I mean? Or in your mind, it might have DQ'd that lead. Google's going to say, no, it's a qualified lead. Because you accepted floor polishing. And so they don't want to get into that constant, like, we're delivering on the wrong type of lead. Just a fine line. And so they want to be very specific. And I know your website, your entire website is just epoxy floor coating. And he's like, we can't promise epoxy-only related leads. So he says, does the client understand that? Yes, he understands that.
How does the process work? If I'm the customer, I go online, I find the company, I'm going to click on call for that company. So for me, it would be, you know, Earthstone Epoxy Coatings. Mm-hmm. I look at it as, what's the likelihood of a customer that wants to get their wood floor refinish is going to click on my company when it literally says Epoxy Coatings?
Well, with these ones, it's not about them clicking on you, right? So let's say somebody goes there and they place a call, and then they're in the Flooring Pro category, or they just typed in floor refinishing, and during the screening process of the lead, they find out that this is a concrete floor coating or epoxy floor coating or a concrete refinishing, right? They can't guarantee you every single one's going to be like that, but let's say that is an ideal client for you. We're going to go, okay, then that needs to go to you, right, obviously. So then they'll bring you on the line. But the point is like, if you have to be in three of those categories. If you say, hey, I'm willing to take floor refinishing, and they send you or floor polishing, and then they send you a floor polishing lead, and something happens, you end up setting the appointment or accept it, whatever the case may be, they're going to say that's qualified.
Yeah. No, I get that.
They want the door to be open on that. Like, hey, there's a floor polishing. They're like, if that door's not open, then refund them. It's basically what they're saying, like DQ it. Because it's not about them just making money off of you. You know what I mean? They want to make sure that they're able to uphold their guarantee to you, too, of a certain amount of qualified leads for what you pay, also to the customer. They're going to find them a contractor that's going to be able to do this. So, you know, sometimes we go through this period of, like, the person, maybe they do want epoxy floor coating, but, you know, you've already got through your 13 leads, and then, you know, we can't get that guy to you. Or vice versa, we try to get you on the line, you're not available, and then it's like, we can't actually help that person. You get what I'm saying?
So let's go through those categories one more time to make sure I'm picking the right ones.
Yeah, here.
And we'll go through them slow. I'll tell you yes or no on them.
Okay, all right. This is the Flooring Pro category, right? I got the list right here. So you got baseboards.
No.
Carpet.
No.
No. Hardwood?
Nope.
Okay. Installing floors?
I would say, that's a maybe. Because, I mean, obviously I install floors, but I only install epoxy.
Right. And that's the hiccup, right? Because if we list you for, we can't use that one then, right? Then you go to marble.
Nope.
Nope. Okay. Then you got floor polishing.
Put that as a maybe for now.
Maybe. Okay. Floor polishing and maybe. Okay. Floor refinishing.
That's one of those that's a maybe because it could be,
That's the one where I was like, yes. I was like, floor finishing, because that's basically what you're doing. You're refinishing it. But it's a concrete floor. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Specifically. So there's a chance that you could get somebody going floor refinishing and it's wood.
Right.
So what do we have? Would you be able to help
the categories?
No, then there's floor repair and maintenance.
So I think floor repair and maintenance is one.
Okay.
Because I'm definitely repairing the floors. Before I even put the coating on, and the coating is it's an easy to maintain floor then. So,
Okay, and got wood floor sanding. That's a no, and tile is a no.
That's all of them.
Yeah, that's all of them.
So my maybes were floor polishing, floor
finishing,
maintenance, and then floor finishing.
Those were the three. Yep. And so they can still get some epoxy. He's not saying he can't get you epoxy, but he's saying that your entire website is about epoxy. We can't promise epoxy-only related leads. That'll come through.
Gotcha. Yeah. So I guess let's say an epoxy-related lead comes through. I wonder what subcategory it would come through. Which one of those?
Well, it would come through Flooring Pro.
Oh, they don't break it down to the sub-PCATs? Product category.
No, it's just that whole category, and then they have categories under it. He says, this means you will be paying for leads that you cannot fulfill, though. So there'll be a time where you're paying a lead fee for something that's not epoxy floor coating. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
In other words, Google won't provide you credit on those leads, and they will not be successfully disputed if we tell Google, hey, he doesn't feel this qualifies, we want his money back on that one. And they're gonna say no refunds on those type of leads because in order to even sign you up for that category, you have to be able to accept three of those. So Google Guarantee application cost and activation budget are also not refundable. Any remaining budget could be reallocated to another product, though. So in my opinion, this client will not be happy that they're going to be paying for non-epoxy leads. They might try it out for a month, but then cancel. So even if the client says, yes, they understand they will be paying for irrelevant leads, it doesn't make sense for them in the long run.
Yeah. No, I see where he's coming because, maybe I get 13 leads and one of them's epoxy.
Yeah.
You know, or vice versa. It could be the opposite. I could get 13 leads and 12 are epoxy, one something else. But
it's a gamble. It's a gamble on $1,500 basically. You know,
yeah,
and 13 of them.
Not knowing.
Yeah. You get what I'm saying?
Maybe we hold off then just to, maybe I spend that money elsewhere.
Yeah.
Maybe with another campaign versus take, because it is a gamble. I mean, it's still a game. The Google ad for me is a gamble. Like, I haven't got a single phone call from them.
Right. Well, that's what I was saying, too, is like, you paid $250. I could put you into the local campaign with $100 into the Facebook ads, and we could start running Facebook. I know you said earlier you haven't tried that yet, and I know your local listing, if it was done properly, you would have never did Hansies or Google ads in the first place. So it's like, if you want to give it a go on the local and then run Facebook ads, I mean, there'd be a dollar difference on that. I could literally just shift it over to that.
So I've got a company I've already hired for the Facebook ads. The way they do it, it's basically like pay per performance.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, they charge $500 a month, but he goes, I don't charge you until you actually book and close a deal.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, so if you get, I'm going to give you 50 leads a month minimum. If you don't book and close any deals that month, you don't pay me a dime.
That's it.
He goes, this is for me to prove that I can definitely help you. I'm like, yeah, no risk. There's no risk for me at that point.
Yeah.
Unless I close like a small deal, like a one car garage, I'm making.
That's the guy that set up all those little websites, though.
No, this is somebody different, completely different.
Okay. Man, you got a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, well, I got to try all kinds of different things because I got to find what's going to work and what's going to stick, and then
yeah,
like
that's normal though.
Everything else.
Yeah, that's the right way to actually go about it, is you try a few different things and find out what works for your company specifically and then roll into that and delete everything else.
Yep. That's basically what I'm doing.
Approach. You have the right approach. That's how you get answers quick.
So the SEO, I've got a company doing, the same company that's doing that, my Google ads is doing my SEO, but they're only doing 6 SEO keywords. That's it. So they're doing, it's all in Parrish. So, I mean, yeah, when I Google, like, epoxy garage Parrish, I pop up on the first page, and it's been less than 2 months. So that's great, but I haven't, it's just limited to Parrish, and there's maybe 15,000 people here in Parrish, maybe, probably not even that much. There's probably, like, 6,000.
Yeah, I don't want to.
No, so I just had a call with them.
That. You might go backwards.
Yeah, my Google ads, I told the girl, I said, if you're only running my Google ads in Parrish, like, it's a waste of time. Like, I need to hit this city, this city, this city. So I gave her a list of all these different cities and zip codes, and she's going to start spreading my Google ads out to those cities also. And hopefully I can generate some.
Okay. Well, I think the route is just going to be that I got to send this over to them and have them reverse this transaction, Jeff. Just have them send you your money back, and we'll hold off on it until they're able to focus on just epoxy. And when they give me the update on that, I'll call you back, and we could do Google Guarantee for epoxy. But I want them to be able to get you all epoxy leads, too. It just didn't make sense to me. Like, I kind of drew up the same conclusion, too. I appreciate you trying to make it work, but I was literally fighting about that for like the past hour almost since I signed you up.
Yeah, I was trying to justify it in my mind too, but the more I think about it, I'm like,
Yeah, that's where I got so upset too, is because I'm the one who signed you up, and so I was like almost defending myself. Like, is it floor refinishing and epoxy the same thing? So I was looking at it when I signed you up as, okay, we'll enroll them in floor refinishing, and those will be all the epoxy leads. That's how I looked at it.
Yeah,
and it was... They were just like, no, he needs to take this. They just have all these extra parameters and loops they want us to jump through.
Once they do it just for epoxy, call me and I'll jump on it right away.
I gotcha. Yeah, once they roll that out, you'll be probably one of the first people to do it actually for epoxy floor coatings because we'll already have you in our system.
Yep. I was sold on it, so just let me know when they do it.
All right, Jeff, we will. Look out for that. I'm going to send you the cancellation confirmation, and then they'll send the money back to your card. Might take like 2-3 days for the bank to release it, but we're going to release it right now.
Yeah, that's fine. All good.
All right. Sorry about that.
Thanks, John. No, it's all right. It happens. No big deal. Life goes on.
Yeah. I love you, man. You're awesome. All right, Jeff. You have a great day.
Thanks, John. See you.
All right. Bye.